مركز الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
Zomarkas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our segment that is Riyadu Salihin. We come to ours where we continue with our chapter on the chapter with regards to oppression. And what is oppression? Yesterday we spoke on the darkness and certain things that we do. It's not just a darkness. We explained to you yesterday that Qadi Iyad Rahimullah has mentioned that this is a literal meaning of darkness. On the day of Qiyamah, it's going to be a literal darkness where you can't find the light. You won't be able to find the light. You won't be able to find that pathway of Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. We come to Hadith 205. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كنا نتحدث عن حجة الوداع. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates, we were talking about the farewell pulgrimage, Hajjatul Wada. When Nabiyyu bayna adhurina, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting amongst us, وَلَا نَدْرِي مَا حَجَّةُ الْوَدَاعِ حَتَّى حَمِدَ اللَّهَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ. We did not know what was the farewell pilgrimage, what it was. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then praised and glorified Allah azza wa jal. He then spoke about, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الْمَسِيحَ الدَّجَّالِ فَأَتْنَبَ فِي ذِكْرِهِ. He then spoke about Masih al-Dajjal, al-Masih al-Dajjal, and he spoke about this in detail. وقال ما بعث الله من نبي إلا أنذره أمته. That every prophet was sent except that he had to warn his ummah. أنذره نوح والنبيون من بعده. Warn his ummah about who? Warn his ummah about Dajjal. أنذره نوح. نوح عليه السلام warned his ummah والنبيون من بعده. And the prophets thereafter that came after him also warned the ummah, their respected ummahs, about Dajjal. وَإِنَّهُ إِيَّخْرُجْ فِيكُمْ فَمَا خَفِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ شَأْنِهِ فَلَيْسَ يَخْفَ عَلَيْكُمْ. If he were to come among you, then what is concealed from you now of his affairs will not be concealed from you then. So, if he has to come amongst you, you will be able to notice him, you'll be able to notice him from his signs. Inna rabbakum laysa bi'awara. Your sustainer is not one-eyed. It's not a secret. Your sustainer is not one-eyed. Wa innahu a'waru 'ayni al-yumna. And the one eye that Dajjal will have, it is going to be in the right eye. You will only have one eye, and it will be the right eye. كَأَنَّ عَيْنَهُ عِنَبَةٌ طَافِيَةٌ. His eye is like a swollen grape. Allah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Allah, listen, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then says, know well that Allah azza wa jal has made your lives and your wealth sacred like the sanctity of this day, in this sacred city, in this sacred month. In this sacred city, in this sacred month. Ala hal ballaghtu, have I conveyed the injunctions? Have I conveyed the injunctions of Allah Azza wa Jal to you? قَالُوا نَعَمْ. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, yes. قَالُوا نَعَمْ, yes. قَالْ اللَّهُمَّ اشْهَدْ. O Allah, you testify. O Allah, you are a witness to this. وَيْلَكُمْ أَوَّيْحَكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam either said, وَيْلَكُمْ أَوَّيْحَكُمْ, destruction to you. أُنْذُرُوا. لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعدكم رقاب بعد. Do not become disbelievers after me by striking the necks of one another. So this is relative to our chapter. that oppression, all that which is going to be considered to be oppression, you need to stay away from. Striking the heads of one another, this is going to be, one person is going to be an oppressor. Remember in the hadith of Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu, where Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu said in that hadith, where, إِنَّهُ لَا يُقْتَلُ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا ظَالِمٌ أَوْ مَظْلُومٌ, that today, who will be killed will be either an oppressor or he will be oppressed. And he said, وَإِنِّي لَا أَرَانِي إِلَّا سَأُقْتَلُ الْيَوْمَ مَظْلُومًا, that I see myself that today I will be killed in a state of where I am oppressed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us and give us the understanding and give us that ability. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there is no question about it. They all passed away in a state that Allah was pleased with them. That to the day of Qiyamah now, you can gather all the walis, all the most pious saints of the world, and put them at the peak of ibadat, tahajjud time, and say, now ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua, and they would not reach, all of them put together will not reach the level of one sahabi. This is the honor of sahaba radiallahu anhu. Therefore, our thoughts, our love for them has no bounds. May Allah grant us that love. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdu lillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.